Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcasting in this time. We're picking up our study here about Jesus is our peace. We live in a day that there's seems to be little peace on many, many fronts, on every front in our society, and to know that that's the case without any understanding of a solution or a help would just be a terrible, terrible thing. But there is a help. There is one that can give peace. And as we saw last time, was prophesied by Brother Zacharias there in Luke chapter 1, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to guide our feet into the way of peace. We saw in a few passages and references to the Old Testament times how it was announced, it was prophesied that there would be a peacemaker that would come, and after the similitude of Melchizedek, after the declaration of the Son, a child and a son given to us in Isaiah 9, one of his names is the Prince of Peace, and of his peace there shall be no end, it declared there in Isaiah 9, verse number 7. And so, and the Lord will bring this peace to pass. This peace is at its root, is found by the salvation of the soul by the Lord Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins, the payment for sins, and the granting of everlasting life unto the sinner. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this to bring the Savior unto us. And then the angels declared peace on earth, and indeed it was the beginning of peace, the ability for peace to be obtained by individuals through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then ultimately to society and to the world, that peace is available through him, and sinners are commanded and called to repent and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. It tells us in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse number 39, the Lord there is on the Sea of Galilee with his disciples in a little boat and a ship, and the wind has picked up, as it is susceptible, as Galilee, the Sea of Galilee is susceptible for such, and there's a great tempest, and the disciples are afraid, and many of those fellows had grown up on that lake, fishermen. They knew about the lake. They knew how to handle a boat. They knew how to deal with a storm, and they were afraid. And so they go, and they go to Jesus, and they wake him up, and he comes out, and he says to the sea, "Peace, be still." It says there, and the wind ceased, in Mark 4:39, the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And that is the ability and work of the peacemaker, our Lord Jesus. He can bring peace unto all, to the elements, to the things of the earth and of his world that he has made, and he can bring peace to the individual. Peace, we also see in the scripture that peace is an attribute of God's kingdom and work. in Romans chapter 14, verse number 17, the Apostle Paul writing to this church at Rome, he declares there, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink." The kingdom of God is more than this physical, more than just what we think we've got to have to live. It's very much like the Lord Jesus says, man, and answered Satan in the temptation, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God doth man live." And so Paul writes here in Romans 14:17, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink." It's not just the physical, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit of God. And so that tells us again that it's just the peace that is needed and the peace that is available is deeper than just the peace that is promised by the world. It starts in the soul, and peace found in the soul of the individual can yield a peace that goes far and beyond in the society and the world in which they live. "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but the kingdom of God is righteousness." And we need righteousness. We need the righteousness of Christ and given unto us in salvation by the Lord Jesus. Having Christ's righteousness, we are brought to peace with God. And peace with God is the first element of peace. The world is just roiling in a struggle and a fit about not having peace with God. The judgment of the Lord is coming, and of course many are unwitting of that. They just do not know, trying to find peace and satisfaction in themselves. And what's even happening in our day, those that are trying to bring peace, they just destroy more and more and more and more and more. It's upside down. But the kingdom of God is righteousness, and thereby peace with God in the foremost, and then peace with one another, and joy in the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit of God. Righteousness of Christ given to the sinner through salvation of their soul by Him will yield peace indeed with God. No condemnation of sin, no fear of hell and the lake of fire anymore, because Christ has paid the price, and thereby joy in the Spirit of God, joy unspeakable and full of glory indeed. And so we see here that peace is an attribute of the Lord's kingdom work. Next, we want to consider here the proclamation of the Lord Jesus. When the Lord Jesus is coming to the end of his ministry and coming to the time that he will go to the cross of Calvary to give himself as a sacrifice for his people, as a sacrifice for sinners on the cross of Calvary, he has all this time in his life and his ministry deferred all glory and honor and praise and worship unto the Father. In this honor of them laying out palm leaves and getting the foal of the donkey and putting their clothes upon it, and he riding in this most humble way, yet a very glorious and majestic thing, he is to be glorified, he is to be praised. Yet it is most humbling. I mean, if there's ever one that the red carpet should have been rolled out for, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. We read this in Luke chapter 19, verses 38 through 40. The people there, as he's coming down the road from Bethpage and Bethany, there on the southern part of the Mount of Olives, into that south gate of Jerusalem, that southeast gate of Jerusalem, the people are saying, Luke 19:38, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And it said there, "And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Tell them to quit saying that you're the king. Tell them to quit saying that you've come in the name of the Lord. Tell them to quit saying this about peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Verse 40, Jesus answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these people should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. He is the peacemaker, and he's the peacemaker that you need. And a life full of anxiety and fear and uncertainty about just the things of life, and then that of the coming of the next life and that of death. Do you have peace with God? Do you have forgiveness of your sins? Do you know that your soul rests with the Lord and that he will take care of you even in this life and the life to come? Peace with God only is found by the peacemaker. And listen to what the Lord Jesus in this time, in this same chapter of Luke 19, he comes and he weeps over Jerusalem. Jerusalem should have been in a state, in a condition to receive the Savior as King and as Savior. Jerusalem should have been, the leadership in Israel should have been preparing the nation and the city to receive the Savior, but did not. And Jesus says in Luke 19:42, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, speaking about Jerusalem as he wept, at least in this thy day, he said, this is your day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. The Lord Jesus declares here that he has always been looking to bring peace to his nation and to his city. But they were just not ready to receive it. The leadership in Israel were jealous of him and hated him and wanted nothing to do with him, were afraid of him, were threatened by him. And he's the very one that they needed personally. He's the very one that they needed as a nation. He's the King of Peace. He's the Savior. He's the bringer of eternal peace to sinners. To sinners, to societies, to cultures, to nations. He is the peace. Jesus is our peace. If you're, again, under the hearing of this broadcast and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, you've never been brought to a point that to see that you are wicked and sinful before God, that you have transgressed His law and His holiness and righteousness demands judgment for that sin in the end. That there is a judgment coming for you in the condition that you're in, and that you do not have peace with God. I pray that the Lord would show you that you are guilty before Him, and that you would hear the message of the Lord unto sinners like you. Repent, confess, and declare your sin before God, and believe and trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, the giver of peace. Repent of your sins. Tell the Lord that you are guilty of transgressing against Him and Him alone. And believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary, was buried, and rose again in a substitutionary way for sinners like you. And receive and believe and trust in Him for the salvation of your soul, for the payment of your sins, for the giving you the righteousness that you do not have. That's only found in the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you to receive the King of Peace. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road.
Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.